March has just begun, and that has Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst thinking about pies.
And Celeste, who doesn't love a good pie? Apple pies, cherry pies, blueberry.
No. Sorry, we're not talking about sweet pies. Don't get your sweet tooth ready. We are talking about pies that have things in them like asparagus and onion and cauliflower.
Okay. Well, I guess who doesn't love a good savory pie?
Right,
anyway,
right.
Kathy Gunst joins us now. Kathy, welcome back. And why is this a good time for a savory pie?
We're kind of at a funny in-between time. It is no longer, thankfully, the dead of winter. But in many parts of the country, spring produce is just starting to appear or has not appeared yet. So savory pies are great for those slowly warming days, but still very cold nights when you want something comforting and hearty, but you don't necessarily want to keep eating soup and stew and winter food. So I've just been having a blast creating all these different savory pies.
You know, Kathy, we've talked before about crusts, because I feel like some people don't make pies because they get shamed if they use a pre-made crust. Do we have to make?
Okay. No, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you brought that up. There's no shame with anything when it comes to feeding yourself. Okay, let's start with that. I will say that I love to make my own crust. I do it in a food processor. You can do it by hand. It's three ingredients: flour, salt, butter. Oh, and ice cold water. And really, all you're doing is whirling this together with as little touch as possible. But there are very good store-made crust. Now, look for something with real butter and not a lot of additives, and you will be able to make any of these pies, whether you choose it from the grocery store or you make your own.
So, Kathy, let's talk about some of these recipes, starting with quiche with asparagus and bacon. Sounds great. Mm. Quiche, super popular back in the 80s. Are they making a comeback?
I think so. You know, I worked at a restaurant in New York City in the 80s, and I made 100 quiche a day, and I didn't eat them for 20 years. But they are back, and I love them again now that I'm not making them. This is quite simple. You use a pre-made crust or roll it out. You pat a little fresh rosemary into the crust, and then you just whip some eggs with sour cream, and that's your filling. And you put beautiful asparagus stalks straight across the pie. Crumble a little cooked bacon. If you are a vegetarian, you could saute an onion and use that. And it makes a very beautiful, really savory, simple, but satisfying pie. And with all of these pies, all you need is a really beautiful green salad, chicories, tangerines, early spring radishes, and you've got a meal.
Sounds great.
You have also brought this recipe for a three-onion galette. And I imagine,
yes. Yeah,
galette might sound like a fancy dance to some people. No, it's a food. what is a galette?
Yeah. A galette is like a crostata, which might be equally mysterious.
Right.
It's a rustic pie. It's a lot simpler than a traditional pie where you're using a pie plate and sometimes you crimp the edges. You roll the pie dough, again, store-bought or homemade, into a 14-inch circle. You saute leeks and onions and scallions, fresh rosemary again, and then at the end you add a little bit of cream and some grated Parmesan cheese. You pile this luscious three-onion filling into the middle of this circle, and all you do is flap the sides over so that you're not completely covering the filling, but there's a little bit exposed, and you bake it for about 45, 50 minutes till it's golden brown and savory and bubbling and cheesy, and oh my, it is very good.
This is all making me extremely hungry. So let's talk about your last recipe for a hand pie with cauliflower and potato. And first, tell us more. What's a hand pie?
A hand pie is just what it sounds like. It's a small, generally triangle that is handheld. You don't need a fork and a knife. Think of an empanada. This is almost like an Indian samosa, but it's not deep fried. It's baked. The filling for this hand pie was inspired by the classic Indian dish alu gobi, which uses cauliflower and potato, turmeric, chili peppers, lots of spices. I also added frozen peas. Yes, I said frozen. They're not quite fresh yet anywhere else. So this filling on its own is fabulous. It's a gorgeous color, and it's got all these luscious vegetables in it. So you roll out this pastry into little squares. You fill it in the middle. You fold it over into a triangle, and then you whisk an egg with some turmeric and brush it onto the pastry so that when it bakes, it gets this very beautiful orange gold color. Yeah. And these are irresistible. Mm. They're great for lunch, dinner, simple.
Sounds
although
amazing.
I don't know if you're going to be kissing anybody after the three onion galette. we've been talking about savory pie recipes with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. We have all of Kathy's recipes at hereandnow.org. Thank you so much, Kathy.
Thank you so much.